This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. When it premiered in Berlin in 1906, Frank Wedekind's play Spring Awakening was an explosively controversial look at the repression of teenage sexuality. It still has the power to move us over 100 years later, particularly in the 2006 musical adaptation by Duncan Sheik and Steven Sater. Spring Awakening is being presented by UNM's Department of Theater through next weekend in Rhodey Theater in Albuquerque. With us is the director of Spring Awakening, the musical, from the UNM Theater faculty, Kathleen Clausen. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. This is a wonderful show. It's exuberant, very powerful, but it is a frank look at teenage sexuality.
Absolutely, Frank, but I think very realistic. It doesn't sugarcoat anything, but it is truly frank about the sexual awakening of these young 13, 14, 15-year-olds.
And one of the powerful things about this production is that the cast members are quite close in age.
My students are very close to the age of the characters in the show, and their portrayals are informed, richly informed by their actual experience.
I know that you have been interested in doing this show since it opened in New York, which I think was 2005. Why were you attracted to it?
Actually, a lot of reasons. When choosing a piece for our production season, I first of all look at a piece that serves our students, something that they have the capability of doing. And I'm always looking for something that has young people in it. So when I saw this piece and listened to it, and it's so unique, it really isn't like anything else. The music is great. The scoring is for acoustic instruments, but there's also rock. It's this wonderful mix. The play set in 1891. So all of the book is actually very, very close to the play itself. The costumes are from that era. But then when the kids speak their minds, when they sing, it's the inner lives and the words of contemporary young people. And that's something that I think that your listeners need to know, that our characters speak the way that contemporary young people speak, with what my father terms car-fixing words, adult language sometimes, but the words that young people use. So it's real. The characters are very believable. What I hope is that everybody leaves with a very powerful theatrical experience that moves them and hopefully will spark conversation among families.
And Kathleen, who are you thinking of for the audience for this? Is there an age group you have in mind?
Well, Spencer, I, as a parent, believe that that decision should be up to the parents. Therefore, I don't say a certain age. But what I would say, it is very frank in the way it treats sex. So I would say middle school and up. But I encourage parents to look into the script. There's lots of resources out there. As a matter of fact, on the original Spring Awakening Broadway website, which is still available, there is information for parents to understand what the show is about and also to help them talk to their kids when they go to see the show.
That's a great idea.
I mean, that's the thing that we talk about, is that sexual awakening, becoming an adult, is a passage we all go through. And yet, even today, I spoke to my students about this. It's still a subject that parents and children find difficult to talk about. I'm hoping that maybe through this, we can help bridge that gap a little bit.
Kathleen Clausen directs students from the University of New Mexico in the rock musical adaptation of Spring Awakening. Performances continue through November 17th in Rhodey Theater at UNM in Albuquerque. Go to unmtickets.com. For information, call UNM at 277-4332. Kathleen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.